people themselves, they define what they want to get out of a band. I mean, there's going to be people that just want to hear riffs, or there's people that just want to hear the songs, but then there are people that are genuinely interested in what we have to say. I mean, I think one of our challenges is that, as I said before, to break out of this sort of subcultural mold, and maybe if we become like a bigger rock band and to have these ideas, because it's not that common that, you know, a big rock band talks about these things. Hopefully. I mean, it's the ambition of a songwriter or a musician that if you have ideas, you want people to take notice. I mean, the record doesn't come with a game plan. It doesn't come like, let's do this. It's more of a influx of ideas that people can, you know, listen to and think about, and hopefully maybe it will inspire them to do something about the way they live or the way they see the world. So
it's a very exciting time for us, because we, in the 90s, we were a part of a subculture and we knew who we were in relation to that, and we did things that were, maybe sometimes we crossed the line and provoked people, but mainly we were a part of a scene. And these days, we don't quite know what we are. We don't know what kind of band we are. We're just gonna start doing it again, yeah, and start touring and playing, and I guess we'll find out what our function in contemporary music culture is. So it's very exciting, it's fun, it's great.